Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 4th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Danish court upholds Nordea Bank ban on employees owning Bitcoin. Backed Bitcoin futures open interest hits new all-time high of $6.54 million. Chinese insurance giant Ping An's blockchain arm reveals terms for $468 million IPO. North Korean hacking group may be behind malware-laden fake crypto site. MUFG plays down reports of digital currency launch. Gemini hires former Starling Bank founder as managing director of Europe. Andreas Antonopoulos slams Intuit after payments block for crypto use. Bitcoin no longer looks like digital gold by one measure. Now let's get started. Danish court upholds Nordea Bank ban on employees owning Bitcoin. A Danish court has ruled that Scandinavian financial services giant Nordea can bar its employees from owning Bitcoin, BTC, and other digital currencies. As BNN Bloomberg reported on December 3, the court justified the restriction by citing the purported risks associated with cryptocurrencies. However, the ruling did not apply to financial instruments associated with digital currencies Nordea had sold to customers, as well as to any cryptocurrency that employees might have invested in before the restriction. Denmark's Union for Financial Industry employees had filed suit against Nordea, claiming that the ban interfered with employees' personal lives. Kent Petersen, the union's chairman, said, "We filed suit because of the principle that everyone obviously has a private life and the right to act as a private individual. It was important for us and our members to establish what rights managers have. In this case, it was more far-reaching than what we find to be appropriate." Nordea initially announced its intention to ban its employees from owning cryptocurrency in late January 2018. As Nordea is the largest bank in Scandinavia, it means that the legislation causes 31,500 people to distance themselves from cryptocurrency investments. Recently, Cointelegraph reported that Russia is allegedly preparing a ban on the use of cryptocurrencies to pay for goods and services. A report from local publication Izvestia cited several sources reportedly familiar with ongoing discussions at the country's central bank, financial regulator and Ministry of Finance in support of a ban. Backed Bitcoin futures open interest hits new all-time high of $6.54 million. Bitcoin, BTC, futures open interest on digital asset platform Backed has hit a new all-time high. According to a December 3 Twitter post published on December 3 by Backed Volume Bot, a Twitter account dedicated to reporting Backed trading volumes, Monday's open interest on Backed Bitcoin futures reached a new all-time high of $6.5 million. In futures markets, open interest is the number of open contracts in the market and is often used to indicate the health of the market. When there is a large amount of open interest, new or additional capital is flowing in. Regularly breaking records. The reported open interest is a 42% increase from the previous day, which was an all-time high as well. Last Friday and Saturday saw open interest records of $4.2 million and $4.3 million, respectively. The platform's trading volumes have been continuously breaking records since its launch in September. At the end of November, daily volumes on the platform hit a new all-time high of over $42.5 million or 4,443 BTC at the time. Also in November, Backed's Chief Operating Officer Adam White announced the firm's move to include a cash-settled option in an apparent bid to further increase the platform's popularity among investors. The Intercontinental Exchange, Backed's parent company, later confirmed the launch of the option for December 9. Backed's management could also soon start influencing United States cryptocurrency regulation. As Cointelegraph reported on December 1, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is expected to appoint Backed Chief Executive Officer Kelly Loeffler for a United States Senate seat. Chinese insurance giant Ping An's blockchain arm reveals terms for $468 million IPO. OneConnect Financial Technology, the blockchain and AI subsidiary of China's top insurance company Ping An Insurance, has set the terms for its previously announced initial public offering, IPO. According to an updated F-1 filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, on Monday, the firm aims to raise between $432 million and $504 million via the offering of 36 million American Depositary Shares, ADSs, at a price of between $12 and $14. Each ADS represents 3 ordinary shares. The target raise is much higher than when the firm's prospectus was first filed in mid-November, when a figure of $100 million was proposed. OneConnect plans to list on the NYSE with the ticker OCFT on December 12, according to NASDAQ. The IPO's underwriters include Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, HSBC and Bank of America. The filing values the company at around $4.74.9 billion, down from a $7.5 billion valuation at the time of its last fundraise around backed by Japanese private equity giant SoftBank. OneConnect reported revenue of $222 million and an operating loss of $160 million for the first 9 months of 2019, according to NASDAQ. Reuters reported in September that the firm had been seeking to go public in Hong Kong with a $1 billion target, but shifted to the U.S. hoping to raise a higher amount. It now seems OneConnect has settled for half that amount, if the report was correct. North Korean hacking group may be behind malware-laden fake crypto site. A new and hard-to-detect macOS malware variant has been discovered lurking on a fake cryptocurrency trading site. Discovered by malware researcher Dinesh Devadas, the malicious code is believed to have been developed by the notorious North Korean hacking group Lazarus, Bleeping Computer reports on Wednesday. The software was found on a website with the address UnionCrypto.vip and claiming to offer a smart cryptocurrency arbitrage trading platform, according to the report, however no download links are live on the site. Of concern to researchers, the variant is able to pull a payload from a remote location and run it in memory, making it harder to conduct forensic analysis. So far, the malware can be detected by very few virus detection engines, with only 5 raising an alert when the Bleeping Computer report was published. The malicious package has no certificate, however, and raises an alert from macOS. Further, while the remote server is active, there is not yet any payload present. Those factors may mean the malware was found before the hackers were able to complete the trap, presumably aimed at crypto holders. Another researcher, Patrick Wardle, said that there are clear overlaps between this new malware threat and another recently attributed to Lazarus. A malware variant found in October, attributed to the hacking group, was also hidden on a fake crypto trading site. Bleeping Computer also cites another instance, discovered by Kapersky and attributed to Lazarus, that used a cryptocurrency trading app to deploy Mac malware. In September, the U.S. sanctioned 3 North Korean entities for cyber crimes, citing cryptocurrency thefts as one of the reasons behind the move. The U.S. Department of the Treasury identified Lazarus, as well as BlueNoroff and Andariel, as entities it believed responsible for the theft of $571 million worth of cryptos from Asian exchanges in 2017 and 2018. MUFG plays down reports of digital currency launch. Japan's MUFG Bank and Recruit Holdings are reportedly launching a digital currency as part of a new payments initiative. The Japan News, a Yomiuri Shimbun outlet, said Wednesday it has learned that the two firms will initially target smartphone payments for general users before moving on to business-to-business payments. MUFG and Recruit, a human resources giant that owns recruitment site Indeed and employer review site Glassdoor, among others, inked a deal to set up a joint venture for the project in October. MUFG is expected to own 49% of the new entity, with Recruit holding the remainder. MUFG is part of the Mitsubishi Group and is the largest financial group in Japan, according to online sources. Apparently aiming to launch in H1 2020, the two partners are now seeking licensing, including as a fund transfer service, in order to become a cashless payment business, the Japan News said. The payment project is said to be targeting the firm's millions of customers, directly and via affiliated firms, with a smartphone app linking to users' bank accounts. Among the services on offer, money transfers between users is likely to be part of the app's offerings, according to the report. Down the road, payments may widen to include B2B and payroll transactions. MUFG is already working on a number of blockchain initiatives, including setting up a consortium to set standards for tokenized securities. It's also working on a trade finance project using R3's Corda blockchain and has invested in SEC-regulated Securitize and blockchain sleuthing firm Chainalysis. Soon after the report was published, MUFG issued the following statement. Certain media outlets today published reports regarding establishment of a joint venture between MUFG Bank and Recruit Co., Ltd. These reports are not based on any announcement made by MUFG Bank. It is true that we have concluded the joint venture agreement for an establishment of a new company. No other decision has been made in this regard at this time. Gemini hires former Starling Bank founder as Managing Director of Europe. Gemini, the cryptocurrency exchange co-founded by Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, is tapping a digital bank founder to manage its European operations, the company announced Wednesday. Julian Sawyer, former co-founder and chief operating officer at UK-based Starling Bank, will shape the exchange's strategy for the region as well as manage European hiring, according to a press release. Sawyer will report to Gemini's president, Cameron Winklevoss. At Starling, Sawyer oversaw a doubling in the company's customer growth over 8 months and launched a euro account, which allows UK residents to hold, send and receive euros for free. He also founded BlueRock Consulting, a financial management consultancy, and has previously worked at professional services firms Anderson Consulting, now Accenture, and Ernst & Young. In an emailed statement, Sawyer said that there are subtle differences in the European Union and United Kingdom banking regulatory regime compared to other jurisdictions around the globe. To provide services in local European currencies, the crypto exchange has to have an e-money license, which it is applying for through the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. Sawyer compared the crypto space to real-time payments in banking, an advanced capability that was only performed by a few banks but soon spread throughout the whole banking industry. Starling hasn't done anything in the crypto space, and I think that is because a number of challenger banks and fintechs are just watching the market, he said. However, as our financial systems evolve, banks also need to give customers the tools to buy, sell and store crypto safely and securely. This is where businesses and consumers will turn to crypto exchanges for some of their banking needs. In addition to new kinds of banking services, Sawyer said that the next evolution in financial services will include better customer metrics. Do we, crypto firms, measure against traditional metrics like bank deposits, lending, lifetime value and cross-sell penetration? All too often banks have been stuck with a few simple metrics that don't work, he said. Cohort management, where you look at subsets of customers and treat their needs differently, becomes critical. At Gemini, we have customers who trade and others who invest. We use different measures across our different segments. In the past 18 months, Gemini has added several senior leaders to its ranks. The former global head of financial crimes at Morgan Stanley, Noah Perlman, joined Gemini as its chief compliance officer. Its chief security officer, David D'Amato, came from cybersecurity firm Tanium. Its new general counsel, Sidney Schaub, has worked for Google and Square. Its managing director of operations, Janine Hightower-Solito, was previously chief operating officer at the Nasdaq-owned International Securities Exchange, and former New York Stock Exchange chief information officer, Robert Cornish, came on as its chief technology officer. SoFi obtains BIT license to offer crypto trading services in New York. California-based financial firm SoFi has acquired a BIT license from the New York State Department of Financial Services, NYDFS, the regulator said in a statement on December 3. SoFi is now one of 24 crypto-related firms that have obtained a BIT license since 2015, Bloomberg Law's crypto reporter Lydia Beaud tweeted the same day. Specifically, SOFI has acquired two licenses, a virtual currency license, BIT license, and a money transmitter license that will allow SOFI Digital Assets to offer crypto trading services to its New York customers. According to the announcement, the firm is authorized to support a total of 6 digital assets including Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, Ethereum Classic, etc., Litecoin, LTC, and Stellar, XLM. Client demand for solid regulations. NYDFS Superintendent Linda Lacewell noted the authority's commitment to fostering innovation in New York's crypto ecosystem, stating, "The department's approval of SOFI's virtual currency and money transmitter licenses provides consumers with more choices in a continuously evolving global financial services marketplace." SOFI CEO Anthony Noto said that the decision to pursue a BIT license was a response to client demand. "Putting our members' interests first is our top priority at SOFI. That includes both offering individuals the products they want, like cryptocurrency within SOFI Invest, as well as protecting them through a solid regulatory framework like that created by the NYDFS." The news comes after the company launched zero-fee cryptocurrency trading to its platform SOFI Invest in September. SOFI, which has been in partnership with major American crypto exchange and wallet service Coinbase since February 2019, rolled out commission-free trading for BTC, ETH, and LTC. A BIT license is a major business license for cryptocurrencies with a number of terms and conditions, such as rules on operating with digital currencies, its control, administration, maintenance, storing, and issuing, among others. Earlier this year, NYDFS granted a BIT license to two subsidiaries of crypto derivatives firm Seed CX, Seed Digital Commodities Market LLC and Zero Hash LLC. Andreas Antonopoulos slams Intuit after payments block for crypto use. American financial software company Intuit has apparently limited the account of one of the cryptocurrency industry's best-known figures, Andreas Antonopoulos. In a series of tweets on December 4, Antonopoulos stated that Intuit had prevented him from accepting credit card payments via its accounting services due to his use of cryptocurrency. According to Antonopoulos, who undertakes regular international tours as a speaker and educator on Bitcoin, BTC, and associated topics, the company even requested he stop referencing cryptocurrency on his official website. Commenting on the events, he appeared to refuse to comply. "Intuit Merchant Services at Intuit just told me that I can't be using crypto if I accept credit cards for my invoices. They asked me to remove crypto from my site. I instead elected to remove Intuit and their credit card services from my life." Continuing, he added that Intuit had disabled the option for him to accept credit card payments for his activities. Antonopoulos is a fierce critic of traditional finance, often explaining to audiences how banks stand to lose to Bitcoin and new standards of individual financial sovereignty. He tweeted today, "The banking cartel doesn't want competition or risk. They prefer monopolies, kleptocracy, and captured regulators. Banks force Bitcoin bans." As Cointelegraph reported, certain payment entities continue to adopt a seemingly random policy on cryptocurrency clients. This week, a Danish court ruled in favor of Nordea Bank continuing to prevent its employees from holding cryptocurrency, triggering accusations of hypocrisy from online commentators. Nordea's stance echoes those previously adopted by other banks, including Dutch institution Rabobank. The latter denied service to cryptocurrency businesses, having faced criminal proceedings over fiat money laundering. Last month, adult entertainment website Pornhub found payments to its 100,000 web models disrupted after PayPal suddenly refused to service the business. The website began a deal with cryptocurrency project Verge XVG last year. In an ironic twist, U.S. lender Bank of America subsequently closed the account of a former senior PayPal executive. Cointelegraph has approached Intuit for comment but has not received a response at press time. "Bitcoin no longer looks like digital gold by one measure. If digital gold means a safe haven asset where investors park their money during financial market turmoil, then Bitcoin doesn't fit the bill as well as it used to. For most of the year, Bitcoin's price showed a modestly negative correlation with the S&P 500. In other words, the world's largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization tended to rise on days when the bellwether stock market index fell, and vice versa. But since early October, that relationship has weakened, according to information provided by Digital Assets Data. The correlation, once well into the negative 20 to 30 range, is now beginning to flatten towards a reading of around negative 10%, as shown in the chart below. The closer to zero or a positive correlation with the stock market that Bitcoin gets, the harder it is to paint the digital asset as a port in the storm. The negative correlation has supported the store of value, digital gold thesis for BTC as investors may have been moving into the asset as a hedge against global economic turmoil, said Kevin Kaltenbacher, data scientist of Digital Assets Data. These recent developments potentially present some challenges to that narrative. A major critic of the covariance argument, Alex Kruger, a macro cryptocurrency analyst, took to Twitter to offer his sarcastic take, referring to both the stock and foreign exchange markets and their relationship with Bitcoin. Now that the stocks drive Bitcoin higher meme has been proven wrong once again, this is a good time for the CNH Chinese yuan offshore hedging drives Bitcoin higher meme to make it back to the stage, Kruger said. Bitcoin still up on the year safe haven or not, Bitcoin's price remains significantly up since the year began. Early Wednesday UTC time, it was up 94% up from the price of $3,689 witnessed January 1, CoinDesk's Bitcoin price index shows. At press time, the cryptocurrency is changing hands for $7,140 and is down 48.5% from its 2019 high at $13,880, witnessed June 26. So even if Bitcoin may not qualify as digital gold, long-term holders have nothing to fear from the price volatility Bitcoin is currently experiencing, said Eddie Alfred, co-founder of Digital Assets Data. This period is an anomaly, he said. Observing 29-day periods since the genesis of Bitcoin, we have seen 195 days where BTC has been down 25% or more from its recent high. That means the market has faced similar conditions on about 5% of days in BTC's history, Alfred said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.